Hello and welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday the 12th of January 2015. I'm Jeremy Deeds, financial planner with over 25 years experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Planning for Life and Living Money. And each month I take as a theme for my Money Manifestos a stage in my program for developing a life and a financial plan. These stages are foundation, utopia, transformation, utilization resources, roadmap, and enlightenment. Future for short. So this month, in January, we're going to be concentrating on roadmap, the penultimate phase. So what happens in the roadmap phase? Well, here you're setting down your plans on paper. You're adding detail, making calculations, devising strategies. Your roadmap will set out your goals, what's stopping you, your plan for getting around the obstacles, your resources plan and spending plans. It's going to contain your personal development plan and, of course, your financial plan. Your financial plan, in turn, is going to include your projected lifetime cash flow and lifetime liquid asset charts, as well as decisions about asset allocation and financial products. Most importantly, it's going to include the action points that need to be completed with dates and priorities. And this is where the detail comes in. You are probably going to be working with spreadsheets and calculators, calendars and projects, portfolio valuations and policy documents. Often seen as time-consuming and a tedious chore, actually, creating your own roadmap for your life and your money is a deeply liberating and empowering process. After all the work you've put in the previous stages, at last it all comes together in a way that sets out how you are going to change your life for the better, how you are going to structure your money to support your lifestyle and run those important personal projects. I know I've told this story many times before, but there's no harm in telling it again. Some time ago, I met one of our more well-known architects, and I asked him if he didn't get bored doing all that detail work on his buildings. He looked at me with a steely eye and said, "Jeremy, the detail is the building." And I think that really sums it all up. In order to get a good working financial and life plan, it's got to be detailed, and you've got to get that detail in there. Next week, I'll be discussing the issue of planning against winging it and the role of spontaneity in a well-constructed life and a financial plan. A quick couple of words about my business. I run two. Planning for Life is a fully authorized financial planning business in which I work with selected clients on a one-to-one basis for the longer term. The other, Living Money, is a coaching and a training organisation specialising in personal finance. It's not authorised to provide financial advice, and we do not recommend financial products. Instead, it aims to provide you with the tools and the skills to buy the right financial products yourself and to best serve your life and money. Both businesses aim to work with busy entrepreneurial and professional families, and at their heart is Future, my six-step programme that brings relief from sleepless nights worrying about money and secures the lifestyle you want as quickly and as efficiently as possible. I'm known by my advised clients as a planner who puts life back into money, and my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. So if you want to transform your life and finances, start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.living-money.com, and become a fledgling member to get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. That's it from me this week. Until next week, stay well and go well.